Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us.
Roger was a one-of-a-kind politician, a son of the soil, humble man, and I will always remember him for his generosity of spirit, but also his contribution to Jamaica as councillor, mayor, member of parliament, and minister of government. Roger is always well loved because he is special. He is a one-of-a-kind person.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller speaking on the passing of Agriculture Minister Roger Clark. Mr. Clark died Thursday, August 28 in Miami, Florida. Mrs. Simpson Miller called a press conference at Jamaica House, where other members of her cabinet also paid tribute to the late Agriculture Minister.
Everyone would say Roger was a great person. If you speak to persons, whether uptown or downtown, they have the same view of Roger. Jovial man who maintains friendship and takes friendship seriously. And for those, both politically and otherwise, they will remember Roger as a man who created connections in every parish throughout Jamaica.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Mrs. Simpson Miller described the late Agriculture Minister as a jovial and vibrant individual, adding that she will miss his personal and political presence. Roger Clark served twice as Agriculture Minister, first from 1998 to 2007, and again from 2012 until the time of his death. He also served as Minister of Local Government and Works from 1995 to 1998. The late Member of Parliament for Central Westmorland has also served as MP for Northeast St. Elizabeth. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller officially opened a newly renovated early childhood institution and multipurpose sports complex in Silent Hill, Clarendon last Wednesday. 66 students and 3 teachers will benefit from the newly refurbished facilities at the Walters Run Early Childhood Institution, while the renovated Silent Hill multipurpose sports complex will serve the residents in the community. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the upgraded facility will contribute to the development of sports as well as the educational advancement of residents in the community.
By increasing access to education for our children and improving the standard of educational facilities, we are making a significant investment in the future of our nation. That is why I am pleased to be here at Silent Hill to declare open this improved basic school for the 66 children now enrolled and the 3 teachers who have dedicated their lives to the education of the little ones.
The upgraded early childhood institution includes 3 large classrooms, a kitchen, sanitary facilities, sick bay, staff room, and a principal's office. Both facilities were completed at a total of $37.9 million. Silent Hill is also to get a cultural center to be constructed by the Chase Fund at a cost of $15 million. Executive Director of Chase, Paulette Mitchell, says the community center will be attached to the recently completed Walters Run Early Childhood Institution and Multipurpose Sports Complex.
This concept of blending basic schools with cultural centers we have done before, notably at the Grove Place in Manchester, and both have served the community and the school population very well.
The center is being constructed at a cost of just over $18.5 million, with additional financing from the Constituency Development Fund. And the Prime Minister has underscored the government's commitment to social protection, particularly through the program of advancement through health and education PATH.
This year, PATH has estimated that $1.6 billion will be spent in support of primary school students, grades 1 to 6. $1.4 billion will be spent to support high school children in grades 7 to 13. $150 million will be spent on transportation allowances for high school students.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.